Well, I'm not sure about a broad bill. We need to look at see what it consists of. I spoke with the governor yesterday, and I would hope that if there's going to be a bill, it would be an administration bill that would be specific. We obviously don't want to take away anybody's hunting rifle. We're very careful of the Constitutional Amendment, the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. But these assault weapons are as big as suitcases with unlimited ammo, and they belong in Iraq and Afghanistan. They don't belong in the counties. We'll see what it looks like. But I think if the governor proposes it, I think the speaker, myself, can get behind it, and we can move something positive forward that protects our citizens, but at the same time protects the legitimate gun owners, and there are many of them here in the state of Maryland.
There are some who will say that an assault weapons ban would not have prevented what happened in Connecticut, that really no kind of gun control ban would have prevented it, anything short of arming teachers or having armed guards in the schools.
What do you say to that? It would have prevented, perhaps he would have had a six shotgun, I mean, in terms of like a revolver or a nine shot Beretta or something like that, but he wouldn't have had scores and scores of bullets to pour into youngsters. So it would be a step, be a positive step. Again, whether you're talking about Virginia Tech or you're talking about Columbine, or Connecticut, they belong to all of us. This could have happened in Cherry Hill. It could have happened in Glen Burnie. It could have happened in Towson. It could have happened in Bel Air. And we need to be on our guard. The world has changed. And just like Osama bin Laden has changed us in terms of our airline protection, just like in terms of scanners at airports, we're now going to have security at elementary schools. In fact, all public schools. And it's the world has changed, and we have to adapt with it and get used to it. But at the same time, assault weapons, as we know them today, really have no place in Maryland.
Don't we already have school resource officers? I mean, some of them, depending on the jurisdiction, some of them are armed. I mean, isn't that already in place?
Well, they are to a certain extent, but it depends upon jurisdiction to jurisdiction. The Constitution provides broad powers to the federal government, and then, allows the states certain powers. The power you build roads, to schools, and the states generally leave it up to the counties in terms of who they hire and the security that they provide in the schools. I think everyone is now going to have to be more vigilant. They're going to have to be checks at every school from now on. We can't have an open door policy in our schools. These are our most precious resources, our children, and we've got to provide absolute and total protection for them.
I've heard as well the call for expanded mental health programs, expanded increased funding for mental health programs. Heard it from Delegate Smigel. Heard it a lot from mental health advocates. What's your say on that?
Well, I think retiring Senator Lieberman has got it right. I mean, there should be a ban on assault weapons, but at the same time, we need a committee. We need a nationwide voice speaking out in terms of how to deal with this societal problem. We need to deal with it from a public safety aspect, and we need to deal with it from a mental health aspect.